On the Listener app and on your radio, this is Triple M's Rush Hour, JB and Bill. Plenty of AFL news kicking about, including a brand new CEO. And to unpack it all, Damien Barrett's in the studio.
Wrapping up the weekend of footy.
Get purple in here and discuss footy.
This is Damo's Recovery Session. Legends making legends at Builders Academy. Buildersacademy.com.au.
Welcome, Purple, new CEO of the AFL.
It took a while, Jim. Hello,
yeah,
Bill.
Yeah,
Rabs. They got there, though. And, the man who's basically overseen and even in some respects signed off on every decision made by Gillon McLachlan in his 9 years as CEO is the new man to take AFL further. And while there's been a lot of narrative and even criticism about the delay in process and even the selection of Andrew Dillon over an outsider, it's impossible to look through his CV. It's also impossible to know what's gone on in the past 9 years and to think it's a bad decision. I mean, he knows the game. He knows the way the clubs work, Bill.
Yes.
He's got relationships, existing strong relationships with all the key people at the clubs. So no one has to start afresh when it comes to negotiating with the new man.
I read he's done everything at the AFL.
He pretty much has. Yeah.
Even written some rules. Some game rules.
We had the footy portfolio for some time and has overseen that in his executive.
Loves his racing. His grandfather was knighted. He was a sir.
Didn't know that.
And two uncles are priests. And one of them, Father Kevin Dillon, he's retired, huge down Geelong. So a good family there.
Yeah, and to go through what you need to do with these types of applications and processes, you're not going to get to the end game if you've got any flaws in your system. If there's skeletons there, if there's any problems. And that's not to say the people who came second, third, fourth and fifth did. It's just that he was still standing when it was all said and done. And the psychology aspect of the testing, I mean, to the lay person, and I don't claim to know what it was, but I've been told the one for this role was as vigorous as any candidates for any role have ever been put through.
You would have worked with him, Jim.
Yeah, he's a very good operator. Very good man too. So I think he'll do a superb job. If you're going to elevate someone from underneath, you've got to be even more strenuous because it looks like jobs for the boys and all that sort of thing.
Particularly with the AFL, which is regularly accused of that. Yep. Yeah.
So they would have been very, very strict in their testing, and he would have come through in flying colours.
And it wasn't plain.
He'll do a very good job.
Yeah, sorry, Jim. It wasn't plain sailing, as we know. When the Kylie Watson-Wheeler push got real, and she had significant support at commission level, and that came to a head during the gather round period. And obviously, Travis Auld, Kylie Rogers internally, and
Bill himself?
Bill, you were big on this for the last month or so.
I got told 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. Look, there was no doubt that was a possibility. And the fact that it is now May of 2023 when Gil made the announcement in April of 2022, basically enhances and reinforces your point. And even in the past month and even fortnight, there was a possibility where Gil was going to go on further. Now, as it is, it's still a long time between now and him departing. That being October 2.
So what will his role be going forward?
It'll be to bed down Tassie. I still feel it'll be to bed down the messiness that is still attached to the Hawthorn racism situation.
Where are we with that?
Look, all I can say, and as far as you can tell, Bill, from the outside, it's moving, and it's moving toward a point where they're hopeful at some stage soonish, and that still needs to be contextually referred to soonish, given it was a September last year revelation, that we're not too far away. It requires mediation. That will be the next step, the way I've been told of that situation today, and that will be the most serious aspect. The TV rights, Jim, as you know, are done for the next, this year and 8 years beyond that, so that won't be a huge issue. Yeah, there's this one and next year are the old deal, and there's a plus seven on top of all of that. So Tassie too, just while we're talking about the big changes, clubs will tomorrow have that voted on, and there might be some opposition to it. There might even be one or two who would rather it didn't happen, but it won't be anywhere near the number required to stop it happening. And as such, Wednesday afternoon in Hobart, they will officially publicly announce, by my way of reckoning on the timeline that lies between now and Wednesday, announce that the Hobart team, the Tassie team, will get the 19th licence.
Yep. Mm. Well, that's really good. I think the Hawthorn, issue with Clarko and Fags especially has to be resolved immediately. It is appalling that it's taken this long, and the pressure those two have been placed under because of it is unrealistically, I think, weighing on both of them.
Oh, it has been.
No doubt.
Absolutely it has been. And again, what that looks like and what form it comes in, what sanctions are attached, if sanctions are attached, and what happens next legally, it will all play out in a pretty significant form beyond the AFL outcome.
And you say soon?
I say soon, Bill, but that is on the proviso that the mediation needs to go as smoothly as people now believe it could. Now, no mediation ever goes completely smoothly, particularly with something as contentious as this. But the fact that, you know, I believe they're prepared to head down that mediation path is a key plank of what is to lie
ahead. So the interest will be with Tassie for me how they're going to do it. Are we at a bye every week? So once the Tassie team's in, when things like Gather Round happen, what does a team just miss out? They don't get to play on Gather Round.
Gather Round's an interesting one to throw in because that makes it real, doesn't it, for that particular round. Look, 2027 is again, the best guess that anyone from outside the system's got. Now, this will all be played out. I'd hope on Wednesday that Andrew Dillon, the new CEO, will announce a date. I think they should. I mean, it's not as if now that the government's finally given the money officially on Saturday that, oh, we've got to think it through. They've been thinking through this for years already. So I would like to get some detail on Wednesday. And 2027 is a year that the clubs themselves are happy to put up, when you talk to them off the record, that could be a time frame. And that might be short in some people's eyes, but again, it's not as if it's a fresh project as of today. It's been built up for some time.
And a new jumper and the name, Tassie Devils.
Well, yeah. Do you like the Devils line?
Yeah, I'm sure it'll have to be the Devils.
It makes as much sense to me. It does, doesn't it?
And the jumper.
Hey, and the list composition is going to be the massive fight that the clubs will have because they want to keep their players, but they will have to give up certainly players on their list, the way I read it, and also access to draft
What's
pick
the
players.
What's the reaction been like down there? It doesn't appear like, you know, when a team wins a Super Bowl and the city just goes completely
We had two callers on Saturday, didn't we?
During your quiz.
One from Launceston, one from Hobart.
Neither kid.
No, he didn't give a stuff. Actually, the Lonnie bloke wasn't happy because it was up in that's up in Hobart.
Yeah. And Launceston, as we... It did get lost, but it's still a significant amount of money in this climate at the moment. That stadium got a $65 million grant the day before the $240 million came in for the new one. So,
what's the split there? 11 home games. How many Lonnie get?
Bill, again, I'll wait for the AFL to, you know, get through the clubs.
You're in there. You walk down the corridors and go Gilzer, well done.
Well, probably 8-3 would be a starting point. What do I call him? Gilzer.
Dilzer. No, you don't talk to Gilzer anymore. He's not there, so it's all Dilzer.
We still need a October too. We'll need the...
And a GM of footy, we'll have a break, have a think about it. We'll come back, Damo.
Are you teasing that, Bill?
You've got 3.5 minutes while we go to our sponsors?
Yeah, about 5:15, but yes.
All right, geez, we've got a lot of potty ads.
We do.
We should get paid more.
More with Damien Barrett next.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
There is no need for the bump. I'll quote him, Jim. Mm-hmm. From my perspective.
Oh, my goodness.
Damien Barrett has stuck around his pros and cons from round 8.
Where are we starting, Purple?
Just to answer Bill's question from just before the break.
General manager of football,
I still feel Brendan Gale has got a role to play either in that role or the establishment of the Tasmanian team. I think it's pretty much his call. And given what's happening with the club he's been at for close to 15 years, Richmond Footy Club right now, we may as well start there because they're part of the negatives that come out of round 7. It's been an ordinary season for them. They started this way, a draw against Carlton and then a win against Adelaide. So after two rounds, they were unbeaten and then obviously
six points?
Yeah, 6 points, and that's all they've got to this point in time. And they're okay even the week after against Collingwood, only lost by 2 goals and a bit in round 4. They might still argue they should have beaten Western Bulldogs, but what has happened since has just put them out of the running, Bill. And they are one of the, I think, three clubs right now that have got major, major problems. The other two, and we'll touch on them in a moment, West Coast and North Melbourne. But when it comes from a Richmond perspective, where they played an elimination final last year, nearly won, should have won in their eyes with the Tom Lynch kick. He's been a key reason, Jim, that his absence has been a large problem. And Toby Nankervis, and then down back, you've had no access at all to Robbie Tarrant and Josh Gibkiss. I don't know what effect they would both have, Gibkiss starting out, Tarrant toward the end. But having said that, their structure down back was just totally non-existent. So it's been a major
long
problem.
Long way back from here.
It is.
Long.
It is. Just on those two other clubs, look, the raw maths on this. West Coast has now won 3 of its past 33. That goes back to very late 2021. Just to give context of the team itself, not what happened off field, but Fitzroy won three of their last 39 games of footy. So they're into that zone of poor performance, and that is historically worst ever when it's all said
and done.
It's
unthinkable when you know that footy club.
Yeah.
I mean, they're a powerhouse, the West Coast Eagles.
Yep.
So what was the crowd like?
It's astounding.
Are they still coming along?
Yeah, they are. 50, yeah, they're getting high 40s, and it's quite extraordinary.
It is unbelievable.
Yeah, given they are basically unwatchable from what they were and what they want to be, and we'll touch on what happened to them in that game with Charlie Curnow's involvement soon. But North Melbourne, Jim, I know you got a big soft spot. Round five wasn't good in Adelaide for Gather Round against Brisbane, but what happened on the weekend was arguably worse against Melbourne.
The next game against the Gold Coast was worse. I didn't see any of the game against Melbourne. I wasn't surprised that the scoreline was unflattering. I remember saying to Bernie Vince after we finished the game, Hawthorn-Western Bulldogs game, I said, Melbourne do everything well that North Melbourne can't defend.
Yeah.
Well,
so
quarter time.
And 3 minutes in, they were three goals to nothing.
It had danger written all over it. Look, it's going to take a long time. Clarko's been very honest about that. There's a lot there that needs repairing, and it's going to take time.
It will. Bill, the club that benefits most out of the problems at West Coast and North Melbourne is Essendon. Gets them both twice.
Do they? And, mate, they're a better side this year.
They're a better
side. And that's Brad Scott.
There wasn't too
doubt.
Much to dislike with what they did against Geelong yesterday. But, look, you basically look at Essendon playing those North Melbourne and West Coast twice as four guaranteed wins. And if 13 gets you into the finals, well, it breaks the back of that task, doesn't it? So fixture integrity, an issue. We'll jump onto some positives. And, again, tell me where you want to start. But I think the names of Jason Horne-Francis and Toby Green are as good a place as any. We'll get to Darcy Moore. But Toby Green's four goals for GWS against the Sydney Swans and the way he controlled that particular last quarter, having already played well to that point to win the Brett Kirk medal, Bill, and Brett was really happy to give it to him.
No, he wasn't. Brett he was really happy. Couldn't give a stuff about him. There's something going on there. Brett just gave to him and took off as quick as he could.
No communication, was
it? Toby Green got the 10 coaches' votes and Jason Horne-Francis got the 10
coaches' votes. Yeah, obviously that was the Friday night game against St Kilda. So, look, best on ground in that game, and I thought he was, and I thought Travis Boak was outstanding too, but I thought Jason Horne-Francis was really good. If you go back to round one, when they set their season up with a big win against Brisbane Lions, I thought he was best on ground then. And if you then go to the last quarters of other wins they've had, Western Bulldogs 1 week, and prior to that, the Sydney Swans, he's had a really good start to his career as a Port Adelaide player. The big boys, Bill, we can't go any further in the positives without getting to them. And this is your space because Tommy Hawkins then joined
me and Ablett. Well, Carlton won by 108 points. Kerno 9, Mackay 2. There's 11 with the big boys. Huge win.
Well, that's about an Ablett Brownless split.
Yes.
So this is your space.
And actually, Geelong, that was a split in the Brownless and the grand final of 89, wasn't it?
That was 89. Thank you, Damien. Kicked 11
when you fell into the goal square and missed the
Geelong 1-2, Hawk 8. Can you believe that's the most he's ever kicked?
Yeah.
He's kicked 750.
In game 334.
Yeah. And Jazza kicked 3. So there's 11 goals. So the big boys, they're kicking goals, and guess what? Their sides win easy.
Yeah. So they're both back on track, both Kerno and Cameron, aren't they? With 30 goals to their name after the 7 completed games. You do the maths on that, they'll get, if they stay fit and they play finals, and they might even get there, in the home and away season, given there's an extra game.
100
goals, I'm talking about. Yeah.
Hey, so what about Collingwood?
Yep.
They've won 9 games under Craig McRae by less than a goal. So 9 wins from these 32 games have been
less than a goal.
How good's that?
And 10 of 13, their last 13, have come from behind at three-quarter time. Okay. I don't know where to start yesterday. Darcy Moore is an incredible athlete. He's an incredible captain. And inside 7 matches, he's put himself into the conversation of competition best captain. And that takes some doing. We saw what he spoke about post-match. Yes. We saw what he did at halftime, which you've already played today, Bill. But just standing up in those last moments and to be prepared to move up the ground to block it. It was the 5-day break, the no goals at quarter time, Pendlebury not being available, Kruger going down in the first quarter, 23 points down early in the last quarter. Ash Johnson smarts to just tap the ball through for a behind.
The free kicks they didn't get
and should have got. The Nick Dacos, who has played better games than that.
So how did Keys go? I didn't see this game. Did he go to him and rough him up a bit?
First half he went to him.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, and look, they did a good job on him. He didn't get coaches' votes, Bill, which is interesting. His brother did, I believe, but he didn't. But he still paddled the ball forward at key times. Yeah. Later, Keys smother at one stage too. So I love what he did. And Collingwood don't well, usually you see Jack Crisp involved in Leighton Pieces too, and he was again involved. They've had a tough run. They've had a really tough run. I'll just rattle them through. Geelong, Port Adelaide, Richmond, Brisbane, St Kilda, Essendon and Adelaide. And the only game they've lost was against Brisbane Lions. Mm. So going absolutely beautifully.
Oh, beautifully.
Yeah, well done. Right. Well done, Craig McRae.
Yep.
You got the buses? I've
got the buses.
Oh. Oh.
It's nearly bugged. Oh.
It may not get across in Nullarbor because we sent one there last week to West Coast and we've got to send the other one across the Fremantle gym.
Oh,
so we need that second one. Then I don't like doing this in the studio that you're in, but we took it away from Arden Street last year.
I think it's going back.
Just to see what's going on.
Come on, Jim.
Just to get it through a couple of weeks, Jim. It needs some support.
Oh, come on, Jim.
Yeah.
Well, you used to be president.
You're the president there. You've still got phone call.
I'm not the big red
phone goes off in your bedroom and it's Clarko.
You helped Clarko get the gig. You helped North set that up.
Actually, I'm a big supporter of the club and him, but it's got nothing to do with me. So get your stupid frown off. Look at him. He gives it the, come on, Jim.
Your fault.
His stupid furrowed brow.
You might have to go back to him.
No.
Help
ride
him
the white horse in there.
I'm very confident they'll get it right, but it's going to take time.
It's going to take a lot of time.
So a bit of patience. Yeah.
But the bus will be there to see what they do.
There's no parking there as it is.
No, it's actually very hard. They're
parking.
Hard
to get a park
and they've ripped out some parks.
You're going to take four parks up with a bus.
We'll have to go to the Lost Dogs home around the corner to park.
Come on, Jim.
All right. Well done, Damo. I like that.
That was Damo's recovery session.
Of course, Damo joined us thanks to Builders Academy Legends, making legends at Builders Academy, buildersacademy.com.au.